All right. Let's call the meeting to order. We're going to start with the Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Call the meeting to order. Can we take attendance, please? Here.
Here.
Anthony Brodnick.
Present.
Ron Karen, absent. Dave Castellano.
Here.
Levon Whitaker.
Present.
William Baker, absent.
All right, we have minutes from the April meeting, April 12th meeting. What is the pleasure of the board?
Mr. Chair, I would like to make a motion to proceed with accepting the minutes as presented.
I have a motion. Do I have a second?
Second.
I have a second. All in favor of the motion?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Chairman's report, Bill is traveling, so stepping in for him. Obviously, the reason we're here is because of that event, as well as making sure we keep the residents safe and getting as many people out of the floodplain as possible and providing them with real relief from paying exorbitant flood insurance. We're on a path to make that happen, but we're still a ways to go. And we want to make sure that as we go forward, not only we take care of that issue, but maintain the levee system. And obviously the people in this room helped us get the funding source to make that happen. And not only maintain it, but make it better with the features that we've set forth, with the trails and the bird watching now we see and many other features. So with that said, let's go on to the finance report. Approval of the claims. You have claims in the amount of $192,173.99 for the month of May.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve the claims in the amount of $192,173.99.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Do we have any discussion on the claims?
Mr. Chairman, I'll just go over the high ones or the interesting ones, and then if you have any questions beyond what we've already talked about, I'd be happy to answer that. We'll start with waste management and Hunt's maintenance. Those were due to the cleaning that we had from Burr all the way to Grant Street. So those expenses are there. Unfortunately, we had a situation where one dumpster was left behind for too long, and that was a tire dumpster, and evidently some contractors and some owners of some properties decided to utilize that, so we had to try to figure that out and get some of the trash out of the tire dumpster, which was a very fun experience for me. We're still working on trying to get some help to clean up the area off of Clark Street where there was some overflow, and hopefully we'll take care of that by the end of the month. The underground detective we talked about in the session there was for the location of the pipe that is causing us the issue under I-65 and 94. We believe we've located it, although we believe it's also 10 feet underwater. This machine that they used was able to locate it, but we haven't physically put eyes on it, so we're working with NDOT to achieve that and to get that open, hopefully sooner rather than later. The valve rebuild from Grimmer Construction at Grand Street West. There's three large sluice gates that hadn't been utilized in quite a period of time, and so Grimmer helped us grease them and run them up and down in time for the inspections that are coming up later on. And then Patrick Engineering, which is engineering that new bridge overpass in Hobart for $25,121. So try to hit some of them. If there's any other questions, I'd be happy to. Oh, the Walker's Lawn Service for $1,900 was the mowing of the, the Forest Avenue levee, Because of its steepness, we have a separate contract for that, and they had to mow it before the inspections that we had last week. Any questions?
Any questions on that?
Yeah, back on the tires one?
Sure.
Yeah. All right, so this $950, was that the original dumpster cost, or is this an additional cost to remediate or to make it just tires again?
So me and Jeff from Garcia were dumpster diving, and we went in there. It was only supposed to be for tires. And when you put other things in there,
you can't.
It gets complicated. And it was so high that they couldn't even get the tarp over the top of it. So we got another dumpster, tried to throw out the sofas, the love seats, you name it, was in there to get it down. But we couldn't. It was physically impossible to get it all out, and so they charged us for having some other refuse
additional
in there.
Okay,
besides
so this is
tires.
Additional,
yeah,
over and above the original cost.
That's the $425.
I think that was $950.
One right above it.
The $425, I believe, was from the earlier one, the earlier week. It was a 30-yard dumpster.
How long was it sitting out there? You said it was sitting out there too long.
It sat out over Easter. So it was
just the weekend, or
a week longer than we had anticipated.
Thank
so
you.
Yeah, brings back good memories
for future reference.
So trust me.
All right. Any more questions on the claims? Being that as it may, let's get a roll call vote.
LaVon Whitaker.
Yes.
Dave Castellano.
Yes.
Anthony Brodheck.
Yes.
Tom Vestecki.
Yes.
Tom Schlinski.
Yes. Motion carries. Next up, Executive Director's Report.
Okay, Mr. Chairman, just a couple quick things. We had the Hobart Mitigation Groundbreaking. I know Commissioner Castellanos was out there. Pretty successful event. I would guess 75 people or so attended. And so it was a long, I guess if you were out there, a lot of the people that were there have been waiting from IDEM to DNR for this to happen. And so they're really excited that this is actually occurring. And as you see in the progress report, it's actually moving along. We did have, and you guys were all updated on the potential for a flood issue the weekend of the 30th to the 1st. On Friday around 10:30, we received word that we were potentially going to have a storm that was going to put the crest of the river at about 6 inches less than what it was in 2008. So what we did was we mobilized the communities that we meet with on a daily basis, or not a daily basis, a monthly basis. We sat down in the conference room at the Highland Fire Station. We had members of the Army Corps there on the phone. And they discussed with them exactly what they heard and what they felt. So at that point, each community sort of took it upon themselves to do the things that they felt they needed to do and wanted to do, anticipating the crest for that Sunday evening. For instance, Gary closed down the 35th Street Road, which were the panels, posted panels. They also closed down the Harrison Avenue Road with sandbags. And that was a decision made. Who I met with was Chief Bradley, and then he met with the mayor. And that was their decision, and it was the two spots that we ultimately are going to raise as far as roads, because those are the two lowest points in that community. Munster decided to, since they have a little bit of different closure at Northcott, they mobilized some of their blocks. And then I know Hammond went over, and I think DSI eventually put the sandbags in place along State Line, which was their weakest point, which if it was to come as to what they were anticipating, it would have been 1 foot over the Illinois levee. So it was 598, Illinois levee's 597, which you would have caused some concern there on the State Line. So thankfully for us, not for the people in the western part and southern part of Illinois, the rain went south and west. We did get some rain, but not half as bad or nearly as bad as what they were anticipating. But you know, we learned from it. You got some email updates. All the cities were updated as we were getting updated from the Corps and their emergency center. So overall, we were very thankful that it didn't happen, and we learned some more things
that we could do better and maybe store some more dry sand. So from that standpoint, that's it for that. I mean, you certainly can have, if you have questions about what happened and why. We are doing inspections, or we finished inspections last week of Highland, Hammond, and Munster. The next inspections that are due are for the Gary segment, which is the first week in June. That's for all 5 days in the first week in June, so pretty booked that week because we do the pump stations. We'll be doing the pump stations with our contractor, Glem, which is Great Lakes Electrical Maintenance, and as well as some folks to help us with some gates. And then they'll be walking the levees as well, so I invite anybody, if they want, from the commission to come, and residents as well, but you have to tell me. And then we're also working, Roman back there is working on a new website that's a little bit cleaner than the one we have, and with that, we're going to ask for people to sign up for updates. What we learned was we wanted to sort of have our own warning system. When you heard that, everyone was getting on their phones, National Weather Service was issuing flood and this. We want to have our own so that we, as we look at it, we'd like to warn the residents if we felt it was necessary. We didn't want to cause concern. Our next step was going to go to the media and tell them what our thoughts were, but thankfully, like I said, the weather missed us south and west, so, and actually south, southern Indiana as well got hit. So. Besides that, you have some motions as far as soliciting bids for the paving for Gary North. For the Hammond levy, we did receive approval, and those will be advertised. And then the SCADA system, which is a way for us to monitor the pump stations that are the most important without going out to see them right now, and has been for the last 7 years. We've gone out to these stations to make sure that they're running, whereas most communities have some form of system that allows them to know whether they're running or not, or discharging, or if they're on backup power or not. So this is a step for us. We have invited Gazvoda, Metropolitan, Wonder Lake Malik, and Glem also to submit a proposal as to the type of SCADA system that we could utilize. So it's not going to be an easy, they're going to submit their options, and then we're going to try to pick the best option that fits for us. So with that, we're still waiting for some permits on some 35th and Chase and some manholes, but I was assured by Bill Rochford with the Corps that they are being circulated. So I'm assuming we'll be busy this summer. And that's what I got.
Okay, got a couple of questions, Dan. Sure. Regarding the inspections that have been done so far, and any initial comments?
No, there was in an area in Highland, the wall seems to be, and I don't want, this is going to come out wrong, but it's the wall is separating a little bit from what is normally what they believe. They don't know if it's just because of the putty. The wall is just a concrete superficial screen. It's more decorative than it is the sheet pile, but that is something that they want to keep an eye on. But other than that, and I hate to say it's like just minimally, but other than that, it seems as though the report that I have gotten back from Bill and Yuki, who do the inspections, they have seen nothing significant or problematic with the inspections in Hammond, Munster, or Highland.
That sounds good. And then regards to Patrick Engineering, do we have any kind of timeline from them yet?
The design was meant for 9 months, and it was, since May, they started in the beginning of April, so I would anticipate September, October for them to be complete, and then you'd bid potentially 18, which is what's going to be a common theme for a lot of our projects that we're going to do, whether it's Kennedy Avenue, whether it's the bridge, railroad bridge, or you know, Harrison may end up being that, depending on when they can get that completed and bid out. So,
okay. My questions, gentlemen.
Thank you.
A lot.
No.
Okay. All right, we've got a few motions we want to do this meeting.
Mr. Chairman, I thought you had made a a modification to the agenda?
Yeah, I'm gonna go after we do those, and then we'll go right into the
Corps of Engineers.
Corps, and then after that statement.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, Mr. Chair. I'd like to make a motion to authorize the executive director to advertise and solicit for bids for the Geary North Levee Paving Project.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Any questions on the motion? Dan, when you expound on that.
Right. We're anticipating to have, for us to get the proper permits between now and our June meeting. And as opposed to waiting for the June meeting to advertise, if we can get them early enough, if we get them early enough, I want to be able to go out there. That way we can get it complete. So that's the reason for it. So we don't have the permits yet for this, but we're anticipating them to be there before our June meeting.
Okay. Any questions, guys? No. Take a roll call.
LaVon Whitaker?
Yes.
Dave Castellanos?
Yes.
Anthony Broadnick?
Yes.
Tom Gostecki?
Yes.
Tom Wyszynski?
Yes.
Mr. Chairman, I move to authorize the executive director to advertise and solicit bids for the Hammond Levee Paving Project.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Dan, you want
to? On this one, we do have the permits on it. It will be advertised, and I'm going to miss the dates, the 25th of this month. And another day, I'll make sure I put it. We're going to put it on the website along with the plans, so that you'll be able to, or any contractor, anybody can look it up and see the specs and design for it.
Okay. Any questions, guys? Being that as a main, get a roll call vote on that.
LaVon Whitaker.
Yes.
Dave Castellanos.
Yes.
Anthony Burnett.
Yes.
Tom Gostecki.
Yes.
Tom Wyszynski.
Yes.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion to authorize our executive director to seek proposals for a SCADA system for pump stations at Burn North, Burr South, and Grant West.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Dan?
And as I mentioned before, this is actually moving into the 18th century by us being able to, trying to not have to go out to each pump station every single time it rains and every hour of the night. So that's what it is, and we're asking four companies. If you have someone else, we'd be happy to show them around the station and give us a proposal.
You want to list the four then?
Yes, Gazvoda, Metropolitan, Wunderlich, Malik, and Glem are the four that we have. And you're typically asked for three. We went for four. Going great.
Okay. Any other questions? Ms. Lambert, roll call vote.
LaVon Whitaker.
Yes.
Dave Castellanos.
Yes.
Anthony Barnett.
Yes.
Tom Gostecki.
Yes.
Tom Wyszynski.
Yes. Okay. All right. Ms. Mills, come up and give us some updates on what's going on over there.
Thank you. Good evening. Natalie Mills with the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers. And with respect to the Geary North Levee Paving Project, that approval is routing for signature, so that should be forthcoming relatively soon. With respect to crediting, since the last meeting, we have approved a little over $500,000 in credits for the commission. So we're just going to continue to keep making progress with respect to crediting, trying to get this thing all, in balance.
Right.
The Hobart, as Dan indicated, the groundbreaking was held on April 24th. I just want to say thank you to all that participated. Thank you, Jody and Dan, for helping and organizing. It was very helpful having them on the front line to help us get that to be a successful groundbreaking. The contractor is continuing to make progress in the field. They're doing their seeding operations at this time. And as we discussed, we do have two modifications that are currently pending. One is for the drain tile disablement. I reported previously that was scheduled to be a separate contract, but we opted to include this as a modification to the existing contract to attempt to save costs. Or, we wouldn't have to have another mobilization. We wouldn't have to prepare plans and specs. So this was done to in an effort to save some costs, so that drain tile disablement, they have received proposals from the contractor. They're evaluating, and I understand they're going to be negotiating with the contractor. There's also going to be a contract modification for gates and fencing changes. That work was coordinated with DNR as far as the locations and the changes. That is scheduled to be either a minimal or no cost change to the contract is what we're striving for. The Hammond tieback. So the contractor's current schedule is for them to be scheduled with the concrete work in May, with the tie and levy to follow in June. There was a question about why the contractor opted to start on the north end, and so that was based on how they bid their contract and how they scheduled their equipment mobilization. So they employed the use of an excavator, and they're using that excavator for both the concrete work as well as the tying of the levee work. So as they make their way south, you know. So that was why the rationale for why they started on the north end. I understand the concerns with the contractor's schedule and how they're behind on what they from their baseline schedule. I communicated our concerns both from the Corps' perspective, the community's perspective, as well as the commission's perspective, and I'll continue to do that. And I'll just continue to keep you all informed on your schedule as they move forward. Last thing is the Comar. I did reach out to FEMA's reviewer last week just to figure out like where we are with their review. They did indicate they have no additional questions or comments from us. And so at this point, we'll just be waiting on the Hammond tieback contractor to complete so we can submit the tieback, complete or submit the as-built drawings as part of the final package, and they'll be able to move forward with that process. That's all I have at this time.
Any questions?
Thank you, Ms. Mills. A quick question on Hobart Marsh. Just for clarification, you said the core, or for the second modification that's upcoming, fencing and gate quantity change, minimal or no cost impact? And the core's vernacular, what's minimal? On the order of 10,000 or in the order
less,
of?
Less.
Okay. Okay. Just checking.
Any other questions? Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Next up, statements from the floor. Please come up, state your name, address, and have at it.
Lori Salmos, 7142 Forest. I did walk the Forest Avenue levee with the Corps for inspection. It is an interesting process. I welcome anybody else to try it next time. My opinion was we looked like we were in pretty good shape. There were no big holes, there were no big cracks, there were some notes, but nothing that jumped up and down or motion that we needed sandbags or concrete or help. I am delighted to see the sandbags in the openings along the tieback wall. I do wish that they had put a few more closer to the levee. It seems the closer they got to the levee, the less sandbags there were. Seemed kind of backwards to me. Overall, the new look of the wall is presentable. I had fears that we were going to look like something off the expressway, where they just come back and top it with a lovely flat panel. I guess my question is, how far behind are we as the contractor? Are we looking at 30 days behind schedule, 60 days behind schedule? Do we know?
So they... So the baseline schedule was for them to complete at the end of May. So they're not going to be complete at that time. So they're saying in June is when they'll be planning to complete. Well, they'll be done with the concrete this month, but they anticipate being done with the levee next month.
Thank you.
So that's the connection point.
That is correct.
And then we still, after that, we're going to have seeding and other things.
So, yeah, they intend to seed this season, but then they may have to come back and reseed to ensure that they're meeting the requirements.
So once they're done with everything, then they'll submit their as-built to you, you'll review them, and then move them on to FEMA for their final.
Correct.
I mean, that's a positive statement that you made earlier that FEMA's didn't have any questions. So.
Right. We answered some questions in March, and they didn't have any follow-up questions on the information that we provided.
Okay.
So just so we're transparent, there is a problem with completion by end of June, the way I see it, based on what we read in your little write-up here. They're delayed in obtaining approval for the borrow source is going to delay this project past the end of June. And I don't see how, you know, with the 30-day approval process, I mean, even if they get it to you tomorrow, you get it turned around in 30 days, that puts you...
We have no intention of reviewing it for 30 days. Okay. I mean, we're going to turn it around right away so they can continue to move forward. I mean, we have 30 days, but we rarely or never use that kind of time.
So since they're your contractor, you can help apply a little pressure mm-hmm. for them to get off dead center and make sure we really meet our end date of mm-hmm. June.
Yep. I have some phone calls to make tomorrow.
Thanks, Neil.
No problem.
Great.
Thank you.
All right.
Good evening, Eric Sprenna, Northwest Indiana Paddling Association. Just wanted to stop in and let you guys know that our Little Cal paddling event is on for a week from this Saturday. We posted, I think I joined Mr. Castellanos and Dan on the radio program. I wasn't able to attend in person, but I did call in and answered all questions that were put to me.
That's the 20th?
The 20th of May. Right now, the river's at a very amenable level for paddling. The Norfolk Southern Bridge, just upstream of Burr Street, has a 38-inch clearance, which is good for even novices. Hopefully, we won't get bombed with rain between now and then. Our Facebook, we're getting some responses on Facebook. My phone number is listed on the commission's website. I haven't gotten any calls from that. I've had some people call based on publicity that we've done in years prior. So we're looking for a good turnout. Hopefully Mother Nature will cooperate. We'd love to see Annie and all of you guys can come and join us as well. Thank you.
If you haven't done it, you should do it.
Right.
I've done it. I may do it again.
Well, it's a canoe and not a kayak.
It's very good.
Upside down in a kayak.
Okay. I want to see it.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, Sandy O'Brien, 5500 South Liverpool Road. I just wanted to thank Dan and Jody and Natalie and Ray, Dave Castellanos for showing up and for everybody else for working on the Hobart Marsh mitigation groundbreaking. It was a nice ceremony. Appreciate it.
You. Anybody else?
Mr. Chairman, I have to renege. I have a question for Ms. Mills. Just a quick question, Natalie. I'm sorry. A wrinkle I missed looking at the report. Considering DSI is behind schedule and falling behind, last month, you know, they said that levee construction in the interest of transparency and things.
That's fine. You got some latitude because we just got this report.
Great. Thank you. They had said it was going to essentially take them 45 days to complete levee construction, April 17th through May 31st. Mm-hmm. And the current schedule, they say June 16th through June 30th. So, you know, I get paid a fair amount of money to go advise clients on being realistic. And a contractor that's falling behind doesn't seem realistic that they're going to make up. They're going to do the job in 2/3 less time than they told me last month. So I was just wondering if they've changed what's in the scope of the levy, or if there's a change in construction method, or if the Corps has in any way reviewed and approved that schedule before this was printed out, because that just doesn't seem realistic.
That they're going to be done
in 14 days when it was going to be 45 days a month ago, and they're falling behind. Specifically the levy construction piece on the back, the four or five, not really bullets, but construction schedule as of May 9th. Right. Last month it was April 17th through May 31st, which is three times the duration. So if you could have somebody check that and come back with a real date or a real duration. I'm saying no sale, I don't believe it.
Okay.
Thanks.
Take
I'm taking it over.
You know you're taking the over on the eight?
Over the under.
Okay.
Yeah, just validate why they're now saying they could do it in 2/3 less time.
Okay.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
All right, gentlemen.
The four to five
comments, minutes. David?
Sure. I'm
welcome to do work right there.
Yeah, first of all, I'd like to comment Ms. Natalie Mills and the Army Corps of Engineers for an excellent event that they did at the Hope and Marsh. It was well attended by representatives from the governor's office and from Congressman Pete Pilsudski. Some of the great comments that he made. There was a very great, good event. I want to compliment you on that. The other thing I wanted to compliment is that we recently had a radio program interview with Governor Eric Holcomb, along with Tom and Mr. LaVon Whitaker, who interviewed with him, and they did an excellent job, and he was very appreciative of the fact that of all the great work that we're doing up in here, and hopefully that we can work together with the Department of Natural Resources as well as with our commission. And in ending on that, I'd like to say I wish all the moms that's here a happy Mother's Day. Hope you enjoy. It's going to be some great weather. That's it. Thank you.
Nice. Anthony?
Nothing but that for the good of the calls this morning.
Mr. Gazzetti?
Nothing, sir.
Mr. Whitaker?
Just very, very briefly. Event, I'm looking forward to trying to get out to this event this year. Just want to tell Eric that, first of all. And bring a couple of comrades from the community. I'm a little motivated now that Dan said this is certainly something you got to do on the bucket list. Apparently. And then the other thing is we had an opportunity on the radio show to just speak to the governor, but to also it was my first time just to communicate with the community in Northwest Indiana of what the Little Cal is about. It was my first time being there, my first time listening. I'm usually not able to listen, so it's pretty informative. But I guess my biggest takeaway was that anytime you have an opportunity to inform the community, inform constituents of what it is that you're doing for their benefit, it's always a great thing. And you know, God forbid we ever had a situation like the 2008 and 2007, some of the larger events that we've had in the future, in the past. God forbid we had an event like that in the future, and we were not able to have some form of a communication system to be able to notify residents across Northwest Indiana, not limited to Northwest Indiana, because there's some live streaming with probably WJOB as well as WLTH. And then with the compliment that Dan is pushing for with the SCADA system and that we were approved for, you know, the proposal to go out, it really, you know, Dan joked and said 18th century, but it does bring us up to the 21st century a little bit more with the communication for the radio broadcasts, yeah, social media, in addition to a SCADA system that gives us some status on where we stand in terms of capability in the event that an unforeseen situation does occur. So I think it's a great step in the right direction overall on all three of those fronts, the SCADA system, social media, and radio program so that we can really be heads and shoulders, you know, above the average group of commissioners that's been charged with notifying and protecting the levy for residents. So I just want to say we just got to keep on going in the right direction, and I'm glad to see us doing this. That's all.
Yeah, and just piggybacking what LaVon said, I want to compliment the partners that we have, because when the word came down that we were going to have this rain event, everybody kicked it in high gear, and you're on your toes, and everybody's on their toes waiting for this thing to happen. Even though the event didn't happen, we were ready to go. And I want to compliment the city of Gary making decisions. Hey, we're going to close these roads as precaution. Even though it didn't happen, we were ready to go. So with that said, kudos to everybody involved with that one. Next meeting will be on... Oh, David.
Nothing to add.
Oh.
I said that'd be brief, and I went on rambling, so it sort of took away the focus a little bit there.
Yeah, the next meeting will be on June 14th, which is Flag Day, so I'll probably have to fly your flag that day. So with that said, motion to adjourn.
So moved. Second.
All right.